I call Senate Resources Committee to order. Today's Monday, February 24th. The time is 3:32 p.m. Let the record reflect that Senator McGuire, Senator Bishop, Senator Machicki, Senator French are present, as well as myself, Senator Giesel. I expect Senator Fairclough and Bishop to be along shortly. Recording secretary today is Ann Krekelberg. Thank you, Ann. And Juno LIO managing is Claire Gross. Thank you, Claire. My staff, Lindsay Williams, is staffing us. And Senator Fairclough has joined us. Welcome. So today's agenda is Senate Bill 138, the gas pipeline bill. We have committee substitute, Senate Bill 138, GS-2806, backslash N. That's N as in November. Before us, and just a reminder, we have amendment number 6, which was adopted last Friday. That simply corrects a drafting error on page 3 that had to do with numbering. Is there further discussion on Senate Bill 138? Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just very quickly, I just wanted to remind folks that we do although this may not be the perfect bill in its current form, it's going to move through a lot of different committees. And as I said the other day, whatever day that was last week, that we'll certainly keep an eye on the bill as it moves through, and especially through finance, and see what the final outcome is. But I very much appreciate the hard work and your leadership in this committee, Madam Chair, and look forward to watching the bill work through the process.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Any other comments? Yes, Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. At the end of our meeting on, or during our meeting on Friday, I made some remarks that were taken as being critical of organized labor. And quite a number of my friends in organized labor visited with me afterwards. And I'm told on good authority that the unions that used to have a internal rule that said they couldn't hire qualified Alaskans, you know, as long as there were people on the books down in America, that that has gone away. And I was also assured that virtually all of the construction unions in this state are very enthusiastic about this pipeline going forward, and in general in support of our efforts here, and that they don't believe that there will be any labor problems and anybody excluded from getting work, and there'll be a lot more work than to go around, and the issues that have been a problem in the past, such as they are, have gone away, and I believe that's true. I wanted to make sure there was no misunderstandings.
Thank you, Senator Dyson. Any further comments? Senator Bishop.
Madam Chairman, I just want to echo Senator Machicki's comments as well and pass along that good job on, I know it's a big bill, and you've done a good job keeping us on task.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. Any other comments? Senator Fairclough.
Madam Chair, Alaska has waited for decades for the hope of a natural gas pipeline, and this is a step closer than we've ever been as far as trying to reach alignment in considering an equity share. And with an equity share, it provides some risk that Alaskans need to be willing to take on, and we need to understand that risk as much as possible. The bill before us outlines a process where the administration, the companies that are interested in the project, as well as the legislature, can be involved in determining and outlining what that might look like to Alaskans. But this is just the first step, should we agree with the conditions that are outlined in the project. I was trying to go back, Madam Chair, through multiple days and multiple conversations, and I think that we had many people tell us that this was about the process, about the participation, and about the percentage, defining what Alaskans would receive in the benefit of their natural gas. The proposal before us is said to align those interests so that Alaskans are a partner and that we mitigate that risk that it provides expansion opportunities that we hadn't seen, at least from our perspective, on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Again, trying to get affordable gas across Alaska. And again, reduce the risk on such a mega project for Alaskans. With that, Madam Chair, I believe what's before us in getting ready to exit from the Resource Committee is at least a partial understanding, if not a willingness to try to align and look forward to those next steps. So with that, Madam Chair, I just want to put on the record that I'll be a no recommendation on this particular proposal because I see it again in finance and I want to really understand the taxing issue. I think that we've had some good conversations about some of the risks that are still out there and some of the baselines that I'd like to see incorporated into this bill when it's pointing towards the royalty leases in the floor. And we did we put in a floor, but I'm wondering if there's other language that we should consider. And so I want to continue to keep an open mind about that percentage, knowing that it's related, at least in this particular proposal, with our equity share, and that that will put more on the table for Alaskans as we choose to analyze whether the gross tax is equal to what our tolerance is for the risk on future capital cash calls. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Faircliff. Further comments? Senator Dyson? No, I'm not ready for a motion yet. I wanted to comment myself. You know, I look at this project as a legacy that we can leave for generations to come. It's a mega project that will provide affordable energy for Alaskans and the opportunity to transmit natural gas all over the state. So many different options and opportunities. The jobs during construction are going to be tremendous for all Alaskans who are fit, willing, and ready to take those jobs. And I just keep thinking about those next generations. You know, we've talked a lot about diversifying our economy, and affordable energy is what brings private sector diversification to an economy. I think about Iceland. Iceland has a tremendous aluminum processing industry there now because of their low-cost energy. It's transformed that country. We can do the same thing, and this is an opportunity to do that. Now, we've looked at a lot of details in this bill, but as Senator Faircliff just spoke about, there's many other elements, fiscal issues that need further look. We heard a lot about payment in lieu of taxes for local municipalities. I'm confident the Finance Committee will look into that. I know Senator Faircliff had interest in that as well. Several of us have expressed concern about the creation of a subsidiary and how logistically that works. So again, I'm fully confident that the Finance Committee is going to dig into those topics. So I know that, as Senator Machiki said, we're all going to be watching this bill as it progresses further, watching the details of it. And it's been a great time discussing this. I just keep thinking about those that next generation. We all were here when TAPS was built. Our kids and grandkids will have the opportunity to be here when this gas pipeline is built. So at this time, Senator Dyson, I would hear a motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the State Resources Committee substitute for Senate Bill 138, version 28-GS2806/N, as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Is there objection? Hearing none, CS for Senate Bill 138-28GS2806/N, as amended, will move forward from Senate Resources with attached fiscal notes to the next committee of referral. While we're passing around the document, transmittal document to sign, just a reminder, our next meeting is Wednesday, February 26th at 3:30. We're going to hear three bills, HDR 26, Offshore Oil and Gas Revenue Sharing, HDR 15, Federal Contamination of ANCSA Lands, and Senate Bill 137, Extend Seismic Hazard Safety Commission. So with that, Senate Resources will adjourn for the day. Let the record reflect the time is 3:42 p.m. We are adjourned.